Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee karup, half a day, guten tag, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan. Peace, how? Go vegan. From the left coast, the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical, vivisection prison, killitary industrial, poor nation, in the cheese-covered post-constitutional, bankrupt, bribocratic, mocracy, corruptocracy, criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, where they sure eat a lot of dead animals, except fewer soon in San Francisco. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, on air for 9 years as the first vegan program ever in mainstream media. Just about all of those years on air in the San Francisco Bay Area, making this one of the vegan capitals of the universe. And now San Francisco is making history as the San Francisco Board of Supervisors vote to support Meatless Mondays, creating a weekly veg day or vegetarian day, translation vegan. I guess as a vegan for 26 years now, I'm a bit out of the loop. You mean people still eat meat and dairy in the Bay Area? How 20th century? How George W. Bush? How not progressive is that, huh? As a vegan for 26 years, my first reaction to any meatless day is nothing unusual here. After all, I've had well over 9,000 of them already. But, okay, if you want to get excited about 52 of them a year, okay, great. I mean, I do recognize what a gigantic leap this must seem in a country where 9 out of 10 people go through their day chomping on cadavers, biting into body parts and chewing corpses, mistaking flesh for food, tasting torture and munching murder, then washing it down with a bloody concoction of antibiotic and hormone-laden trans-species body fluids comprised of pus and urine and leukemia and tuberculosis. I know how shocking it must be to try to wake you up from such a hypnotically appetizing smorgasbord. To say, hey, there is another way. Why not try it? Let's just try it for a day, okay? But my thinking is, if it's so great for a day, then why not all 7 days, huh? Why not really ban meat for good? Ban it every day. Why, if it's good one day, not the other 6? I mean, we didn't just ban plastic bags on Tuesdays. People aren't just in the hospital from meat and dairy-related diseases Tuesdays through Sundays. And people don't just get food poisoning Tuesday through Sundays. The one fatal bite of a burger that could lead to mad cow disease won't necessarily be avoided just because you're avoiding meat on Monday. So I say every day is a good day for it being meatless and dairyless. And, if anything, we should have turned the whole situation around and just said, hey, Mondays are meaty Mondays. Okay, that's the only day you get to eat meat. Nah, I like my first idea better. No meat any day of the week. So I'll be going to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors with my ideas for special days. Now already we do have our veg day, right? Monday veg day, vegetarian day. We mean to be vegan day, but okay. But I'll go to the board and say, well, how about Tuesday? We actually call it vegan day, okay? So Monday is veg day. Tuesday we can have vegan day. Wednesday we could have meatless and dairyless day, and Thursday would be good for meat-free and dairy-free day. Friday we can be vegan for your health day, and Saturday vegan for the environment day, and Sunday vegan to stop animal torture and killing day. I think that's a beautiful weekly calendar, don't you? I mean, I was looking at the press release sent out by In Defense of Animals, one of the wonderful organizations who worked for our Meatless Monday, Veg Day, Vegetarian Day, along with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. So I look at that and I say, I see the statistic. It says, if everyone in San Francisco went vegan for a day, in a year, we would save, well, rounding it off, 379 million pounds of greenhouse gas emissions. That would be the equivalent of removing 124,000 cars from the streets of San Francisco. So, wow, if that's doing it one day, why don't we do it for 7 days? Yeah, let's do the math. Let's see, I'm glad I went to a math and science high school. I knew it would pay off someday. Okay, carry the six, carry the five. So that's, okay, so we would save 2,653 million pounds of greenhouse gas emissions. 2,653 million pounds. That would actually be, well, basically 2,700 million pounds of greenhouse gases that we would save if one day a week is the equivalent of 124,000 cars off the streets of San Francisco. Why not do it for 7 days and take 868,000 cars off the streets, huh? Instead of saving 44,000 gallons of water in one day, why not, that'll add up to 44,000 over the course of a year. Translating the math here, a vegan needs 10,000 gallons of water to grow his or her food in a year, a meat eater 320,000 gallons. So why not save the 310,000 gallons over the course of the year instead of the measly 44,000 gallons by going vegetarian, vegan, one day a week, huh? And now, with a major U.S. city going for a vegan day or veg day, soon it'll have to be vegan weekends, right? Veg weekends. I see them coming to San Francisco. Then vegan weeks, veg weeks, or plant-based days or weekends or plant-based weeks for those afraid to use the V word. And apparently afraid to be understood, too. I don't know. I'm just wondering. I think I need to take my own personal poll here. Do you think that the common person, not that any common persons listen to this radio show, but what do you think? Maybe you can email. What do you think? Does the average Joe or the average Joe plumber have any idea what we're talking about when we advise him to eat a plant-based diet? Does he know that we mean vegan, meaning fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, seeds, legumes? Does the average guy think, have any concept of what a plant-based diet means? Does that mean eating food from a plant like the ConAgra plant or the Sarah Lee plant? Or will the average Joe plumber think, give me a beer and a plant, huh? Would that be appetizing? I don't know. I'm just wondering. I'm all for using the V word, vegan, myself, as you can tell here on Go Plant-Based with Bob Linden. Anyway, however you like it, plant-based, veg, vegan, the writing is on the wall. The graffiti is on the Mick playground. Really, meat, that cutthroat business, is a dying industry. With this happening from a major government, a major city in the United States, I'd say it's a new era, huh? It's the vegan age, and maybe now is the time for Ronald McDonald to retire, huh? That's the suggestion of Michelle Simon of Corporate Accountability International. She has a campaign going and a website, retireronald.org. And for all of the reasons cited by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, as you will be hearing coming up on the program, I'll fill you in on those. For all the reasons to go meat-free, those are really the reasons to retire Ronald McDonald, the child-abusing old clown. So, go let him smoke a cigarette with the retired Marlboro man, or Let him go have a smoke with the retired Joe Camel, or he can have a Budweiser with retired Spuds, huh? Just get him off the streets, huh? This danger to children's health, this danger to all our health, huh? To our environment. I mean, he's been working incessantly since 1963 to poison our youth, and, you know, enough already, you know? Go welcome shoppers to Walmart, Ronald McDonald. Just go, huh? I mean, if you had any morals, you know, what you'd do, Ronald, is, well, you know, you'd go vegan. That's what you do, Ronald. You'd go vegan and you'd apologize for all of the problems that you've caused in the world, for clowning around for the most destructive company ever, huh? And for hanging out at playgrounds and schools. Shame on you, Ronald McDonald. It's time for you to retire. Anyway, you can visit that website. It's quite entertaining and has a lot of information, you know, that really backs up the reason that Ronald should retire. So again, it's retireronald.org. You can sign the petition to retire this maniacal clown. You can post a picture wishing him a fast farewell. And actually about 50% of those surveyed, even those with a favorable opinion of him, as if that's possible, think that it is time for him to go. So go, Ronald. Go, you know, go wash the blood out of your hair so we can see your true hair color now, huh? Wash that shirt, too. Your sleeves are all covered with stripes of blood there. You know, how many Americans have heart disease and cancer and stroke and diabetes? How many Americans have died because of you, Ronald McDonald? It's time for you to go. Go away, Ronald. Go away like a Big Mac on a Monday in San Francisco. Go. Go, Ronald. Go. Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right. You know, if you can't collect unemployment again, welcome Walmart shoppers. Anyway, I'll be reading you the historic proclamation in a few minutes here on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And again, congratulations to the San Francisco Vegetarian Society and In Defense of Animals for working on this. And a big salute to the historic hero, Dixie May, president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, who does make so much happen around the Bay Area. And what a wonderful accomplishment this is for her in her long and illustrious career as an angel, as a hero. There should be a local day, a local holiday for Dixie May, just as there should be a holiday for Cesar Chavez. These vegans are real heroes, you know. Anyway, we'll talk more about Dixie coming up on the show, and we'll also talk to Nicole Sheen of Cease Animal Torture, the abolitionist group at Cal State Long Beach, hosting the Animal Liberation Forum on campus April 15th through the 18th. Animal Liberation Forum, ALF. Again, that's on campus April 15th, the Thursday through the 18th, the Sunday. I will be there. I hope you'll be there, too. This year, we'd like to have at least as many animal activists as agents for the Department of Homeland Security there. You know, all those people taking pictures, you know, all of them. Let's at least have as many animal activists, okay? And please support this radio program. This is Animal Liberation Media Infiltration. It's never been done before. There are reasons why. There's nobody crazy enough to take on a mission impossible like this, where one has to pay for the airtime every week. And, you know, I have a very money poor employer, the animals. Well, the animals pay dearly. They pay with their lives. So they expect you to pay for the airtime. You can donate online at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California 94147. Thank you so much for not eating animals, not wearing animals, not buying products tested on animals. Go vegan.
Violence out of your life, Take it off your plate. Go vegan.
From coast to coast, everyone's new favorite healthy refreshment is really an ancient elixir. Kombucha, a probiotic powerhouse packed with antioxidants, live-active enzymes, amino acids, and so much more. Vegan, organic, raw, never pasteurized. GT's 100% kombucha and Synergy kombucha with 5% juice. Can't quench your taste with those overly sweet beverages? Try energizing, tart, and tangy GT's kombucha and Synergy kombucha. Great instead of coffee in the morning or before a workout. Sip throughout the day for sustained energy. Learn more about the benefits of kombucha at synergydrinks.com. Visit the refrigerated section of your natural foods market for GT's kombucha. 7 varieties, including the new botanicals, 3, 7, and 9. 10 flavorful, fruity choices of Synergy kombucha featuring new superfruits. How did GT's mom combat breast cancer with kombucha? Read about it at synergydrinks.com. Try it today. GT's kombucha and Synergy.
Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com. One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House. 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. It's every vegan's dream. A chain of vegan restaurants worldwide with incredibly delicious organic international cuisine. You'll love Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us. First opened in Northern California, then across Asia. Now in Southern California in Alhambra, 621 Main Street, and in San Diego at 1905 El Cajon Boulevard. Love animals? Don't eat them. Eat at Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us.
Cows, pigs, and chickens.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, Animal Liberation, Media Infiltration, Truth to Power, right? We oppose the corporations. We say we're so against corporate power in this country, and yet we continue to swallow what they tell us to swallow, which is kind of gross, but we won't be doing that as much in San Francisco anymore, especially on Mondays. Please support this program. We've been on in the Bay Area encouraging meatless every day for it's over 8 years now. You can donate online at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. I guess I'll have to be more of your restaurant guide for Monday eating. We don't want to catch you eating meat on Mondays in San Francisco, or you will be forced to eat meat. The most, you know, it's the most disgusting thing we could force you to do anyway. So why do it to yourself, okay? So anyway, the resolution declaring Mondays as Vegetarian Day to urge all restaurants and grocery stores and schools to offer a variety of plant-based options, translation vegan, to improve the health of San Francisco residents. And it says, whereas the plant-based diet is truly a green diet that reduces the serious ecological problems involved in livestock production, and whereas the 2009 report from World Bank environmental advisors Goodland and Anang called Livestock and Climate Change reveals that farmed animals and their byproducts are responsible for at least 32.6 billion tons of carbon dioxide per year, or let's see, or 51% of all greenhouse gas emissions worldwide. Goodland and Anang conclude that replacing animal products with soy-based and other alternatives would be the best strategy for reversing climate change. And whereas the findings from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization report prompted Rajendra Pachauri, head of the Nobel Peace Prize winning Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, to recommend that individuals reduce their personal carbon impact by decreasing their meat consumption. And whereas plant-based diets are good preventive medicine and could help reduce medical costs to individuals and the healthcare system. And whereas in July 2009, Ghent, Belgium recognized the relationship between diet and climate change by establishing a veg day each week of the year. And whereas in April 2009, the city of Tacoma Park, Maryland, where I used to live, adopted a mayoral proclamation designating April 24th through the 30th Tacoma Park Veg Week to encourage citizens to choose vegetarian foods as a way to protect the planet, their health, and animals. And whereas in February 2009, as part of the Green Cincinnati Plan, the city's food task force recommended that residents replace some of the meat in their diet with fresh fruits and vegetables. And whereas the American Dietetic Association recognizes that reduced meat consumption decreases the risk of various health problems, stating scientific data. Scientific data show positive relationships between a vegetarian diet and reduced risk for several chronic degenerative diseases and conditions, including obesity, hypertension, diabetes, and some types of cancer. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Supervisors designates Mondays as Veg Day to encourage restaurants, grocery stores, and schools to offer a greater variety of plant-based options, meaning vegan, to improve the health of San Francisco residents and visitors, and to increase awareness of the impact of a green diet on our planet. Well, applause, applause, applause to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. And even more applause, in fact, a standing ovation for Dixie May, president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. What a crowning moment this must be for her, having served as president for four decades and now coming to the year 2010, still 76 years young and really making so much happen around the Bay Area, a true hero, a true angel, and even now working on World Veg Weekend coming up at Golden Gate Park, an annual event that I'm happy to MC every year. She was featured in Common Ground last month, an article called Pioneering Vegetarianism. And here we are, 2010, we have the proclamation in San Francisco. But in this article it says, quote, "It all started in 1938 when I was 5 years old. My father took my whole family fishing in a pristine canyon in the Wasatch Mountains not far from Salt Lake City where we lived. I was squeamish watching him place a live worm on the hook of a fishing pole he had just for me. I remember holding the fishing pole and watching the beautiful fish gracefully swimming around the swirling waters and splashing against the rocks, among the rocks. Suddenly, there was a pull on my rod, and my father helped me pull a fish out of the stream. My family cheered at my having caught a fish. I was horrified as I watched my father unhook him and dump him into a bucket where he kept thrashing. I wanted to put him back into the stream where he could continue swimming. Instead, my father added more fish to the catch. It was a good day for fishing, although I did not really know about death. I did see the fish struggling and then no longer moving. When we arrived home, I was nauseated watching my father cut open the fish, dumping their innards in the coal bucket. He then put them in the frying pan on the stove, and to everyone else's delight, onto our dining room table. No one seemed to understand why I didn't want to eat them. My entire family was gorging themselves on those once beautiful creatures. I stared at their vacant eyes, my father didn't remove their heads, and felt total revulsion. I held back my tears because no one else seemed to understand my living nightmare, watching everyone actually enjoying cutting up and devouring these fish, including the one I caught, fish that just hours earlier had been swimming and free. When I was asked why I was not eating, I tried to explain that I wanted the fish to still be alive and swimming in the creek. My mother scolded me for being such a picky eater. Whenever I learned that the food on my plate was at one time a living animal, I would refuse to eat it. I didn't want to eat chickens. Once I'd watched my Italian grandmother chop off a rooster's head with a hatchet in her backyard. He really did run around the garden like a chicken with his head chopped off. I was grossed out watching a neighbor hang his pigeons on the clothesline by their feet so he could snip off their heads with some kind of clippers. It was tragic when I learned our pet duck was going to become dinner. Hunting was a big deal when I was growing up. At that time, they used to let school out in the fall for 1 week at the beginning of deer hunting season. Even my younger sister would go hunting. One time she came home from rabbit hunting and informed all of us that she would never do that again. She explained that when rabbits are shot, they cry like a baby. I secretly wished that the deer and other animals would also cry like babies, so that maybe she would abstain from hunting them completely. Well, that was a rather touching start for Dixie May at 5 years old in 1938. And also in the article, it says here at its conclusion, you should definitely take a look at this if you have it lying around the house. It says, quote, "There is a moral to this story. What started out as compassion for animals turned out to be compassion for humans as well. Through the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, I help people learn what to eat and how to prepare their food for optimum health. I help people learn that a plant-based diet uses less of the Earth's resources. Above all, I help people learn that what is good for animals is also good for them and good for the Earth." And I love Dixie. I really salute her. Dixie May, president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Check out the website sfvs.org. And it's been a great supporter of this radio show. And you can be too. Please, we need your help. You can donate online at goveganradio.com, or please make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147.
I'm going to be around my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables, cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so
vegetable. I know that you
burgers and hot dogs today, then heart attack and cancer tomorrow.
You don't. Your online vegan superstore is veganessentials.com. Call 866-88-VEGAN. Visit veganessentials.com for 1,600 cruelty-free selections, from clothing to candy, personal care and household items, supplements, vegan food for your companion animals. It's all there at veganessentials.com. Call 866-88-VEGAN. Wallets, gloves, belts, shoes. veganessentials.com, 866-88-VEGAN. Voted best online store by Veg News. veganessentials.com, 866-88-VEGAN. There's something for everyone, from baby to grandma, at veganessentials.com, 866-88-VEGAN. veganessentials.com.
Welcome to Green's Cafe, Orange County's delicious, affordable, organic, vegan international cuisine. Read the rave reviews on Yelp. You'll love it too. Green's Cafe, 15435 Jeffrey Road at Irvine Center Drive in the Irvine Village Center. Announcing all-you-can-eat buffet every Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., just $11.95. See the everyday menu at thegreenscafe.com. Everyday favorites include appetizers, soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, pasta, rice, dessert, coffee. There's a kids' menu. Green's Cafe, that's 15435 Jeffrey Road at Irvine Center Drive in the Irvine Village Center. Dine-in, take-out, delivery, and catering available. Call 949-653-1241. TheGreensCafe.com. 949-653-1241. TheGreensCafe.com.
Meat eaters destroy the earth.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please support this program with a tax-deductible donation. We have to purchase the airtime each and every week. You're also supporting Progressive Talk Radio and Talk Media. You can donate online at GoVeganRadio.com. Or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. The animals must have a voice in the lamestream media. And here we are, the first vegan radio program ever, and the first major network program ever, as heard on Air America. We were around before Air America. We are around after Air America. And, you know, as soon as the world goes vegan, I can go back to playing music on the air. But not yet. Please support the show, make a donation, and we'll continue so that you can find out about great events on behalf of animals, like one coming up shortly in Southern California. On today's program, I'd like to introduce Nicole Sheen. She is the co-founder and co-chair of the abolitionist organization Cease Animal Torture, a student group at Cal State University Long Beach, the website ceaseanimaltorture.org, where there's a trailer for the upcoming event. I'm in that trailer. But Nicole is also the organizer of the Animal Liberation Forum, taking place Thursday, April 15th, starting at 6 p.m., going through Sunday, April 18th, that evening. That's at the campus of Cal State University Long Beach. So welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Nicole, tell us about what's happening with the Animal Liberation Forum.
Thanks, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here. The Animal Liberation Forum is a free four-day event, and it is a call to action. The Animal Liberation Forum is a place in which activists can network and become more effective advocates for animals. With such an array of speakers and topics that are going to be addressed at the forum, people will be able to find their niche. People will be able to find effective tactics and strategies that they can use and in fighting for animals' liberation. And that's what we care about, is what people are getting up and doing. People are doing something for animals. And the forum really taps into that. And we are pushing for people to adopt an abolitionist approach, to go back to the mentality that there is no such thing as humane slaughter. There is no such thing as happy meat. That animals value their lives. And we need to really think about how we would react if we were in their position. And I think that would get people to become more militant, to become abolitionists again, instead of compromising for these welfarist positions that we've seen time and time again in the past few years. presentations will include the connection between animal liberation and feminism, the very important role of farm sanctuaries within the animal liberation movement. We'll also be discussing media and grassroots activism and what parts they play, and maintaining that inclusive international abolitionist movement. I think that's very important to note, that we are not only just calling for something local for animals, but something global as well. What I think is so unique to this conference is that it's organized on a grassroots-based level. And I think that we need to go back towards that instead of relying on corporate structures. But also, some of the topics that will be addressed are very unique to the forum. Like this year, we have Peter Young speaking on how to stay active under the AETA, the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. And these are some topics that haven't been widely discussed or addressed at any other conference. Some of the keynote speakers include, but are not limited to, Marty Keel, Matt Russell, Jason Miller, Greg Kelly, Peter Young, and we have tons of people who are going to be talking at the forum. We've got 20 speakers this year, 3 panels, and we're going to be showing Shannon Keith's film Skin Trade, her brand new film about the fur industry. So we're very excited to have everyone on board and making this happen. In addition to speakers, we're going to have organizations tabling at the event, so people will be able to gather literature, sign up with organizations to get involved. Some of those organizations include the North American Animal Liberation Press Office. We also will have Animal Acres there, so it'll be good for people to be informed on how they can help out a local farm sanctuary here in California. And also the newly formed Los Angeles grassroots group Band of Mercy, which I co-founded with my partner Greg Kelly, will be there tabling. The Vegan Collection and Ecozone will also be out tabling, and they'll have their cruelty-free vegan merchandise for sale. One World Vegetarian Cuisine will be tabling at the forum with free vegan goodies. So everyone likes free vegan food, so it, you know, come for that if nothing else. No. More information can be obtained at ceaseanimaltorture.org/forum.htm. There people will find a comprehensive list of speakers, organizations, as well as area maps and maps of how to get to campus and to the specific locations where we will be holding the events. I became involved in animal rights when I went vegan. I was vegetarian in high school, and I became vegetarian in high school. But when I went vegan, I became more politicized about my lifestyle and about what I chose to support and not support. So I attribute my radicalization to veganism, but I want to stress the importance that veganism is not where we should stop. That veganism is a component of becoming an animal rights activist, and once we are vegan, we also need to push ourselves further, because until the animals are comfortable, I'm not comfortable. So that's kind of my mentality, is that I have to continue fighting for the animals because it's my obligation. Because if I don't speak up for them, then who will?
Thanks for being with us today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Nicole Sheen of Cease Animal Torture promises to be a great event, the Animal Liberation Forum, starting this Thursday going through Sunday. You can go to the website, ceaseanimaltorture.org. And if you want to help Cease Animal Torture, donate to the radio show that helps to cease animal torture on a regular basis. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. You can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California 94147, or donate online, where you find over 200 archives and podcasts. Donate online at goveganradio.com. Broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden is made possible in the Bay Area by Vegetarian House Restaurant, world-class international cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara in downtown San Jose. Visit vegetarianhouse.us. And by Loving Hut Restaurants, now with over 100 locations worldwide. Visit the very first one in North America at 516 Barbara Lane in Milpitas. Also visit the Loving Hut in Palo Alto at 165 University Avenue. For the Loving Hut near you, go to the website lovinghut.us. How now, no cow? Get hip to the strip. Primal Strips, the delicious, high-energy, high-protein, meatless snack from Primal Spirit Foods. When you're on the go, go with Primal Strips, the meatless meat alternative that even non-vegans love. Primal Strips have become a favorite with bicyclists, climbers, and outdoor enthusiasts. 100% vegan and kosher, no cholesterol, no GMOs, preservatives, or artificial colors. Voted best new vegetarian snack by Veg News. Primal Strips, six phenomenal flavors. Thai peanut, mesquite lime, teriyaki, hot and spicy, hickory smoked, Texas barbecue. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com. Visit your natural food store for Primal Strips. If you see the latest news on health, if you hear the latest news on the environment, more and more, you know that you are an herbivore. Parents concerned about diabetes, obesity, putting their kids on the road to heart disease and cancer are realizing your child isn't a carnivore. He or she is an herbivore. When we learn that meat and dairy cause 51% of greenhouse gas emissions, cause deforestation, cause drought, now that you know you're an herbivore, what do you eat? Where do you eat? Go and explore at Herbivore. Yes, Herbivore, with three Bay Area locations. Herbivore has an extensive menu of international cuisine that spans the world of healthy, meat-free, dairy-free delight. Herbivore, Best of the Bay Area winner, Veg News Veggie Award winner, breakfast 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., lunch and dinner all day. See the menu at herbivorerestaurant.com. Better yet, get a table and order from it at Herbivore. Three Bay Area locations, 983 Valencia, San Francisco, 531 Divisadero, San Francisco, 2451 Shattuck in Berkeley. HerbivoreRestaurant.com. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, listener-supported animal rights radio. Donate online at GoVeganRadio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Please, it all adds up, whatever amount you can send, $10, $50, $100. We have to purchase airtime each and every week for the animals, for the environment, for improved human health. And there was supposedly another resolution by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors to encourage the use of cage-free eggs. And dear supervisors, please stay with your vegan, vegetarian, plant-based message. You're safe there. Don't be fooled by the hype of the meaningless category of cage-free that only gives people who should be vegan an excuse, a rationalization, so that they can eat the unhealthy cholesterol bombs, still give themselves the risk of heart disease and cancer, and still subsidize extraordinary cruelty. You know, at a cage-free facility, all the male chicks are killed immediately. They're ground up alive or they're suffocated. All the females are brutally mutilated and murdered. Everyone is tortured. No one gets out alive. So that's not really a good endorsement. So it's, you know, equally bad for the environment. So dear supervisors, please stick with your vegan message. Perhaps you were confused by the ideas put forth, like humane slaughter and certified cruelty-free from the strange organization, the Humanely About the Money Society of the United States, or HSUS. The Humane Society of the United States calls Charity Navigator America's premier independent charity evaluator. Well, this past week, Charity Navigator slashed its ratings of HSUS and its international arm, Humane Society International. And, you know, when I'm critical of the Humanely About the Money Society of the U.S., or HSUS, people often contact me saying that, well, their local Humane Society is doing good work with puppies and kittens, and your local Humane Society may be doing just that. But when I talk about HSUS, I'm talking about the big corporation, the mega corporation that sucks $120 million in donations every year from people who think it's going toward the going toward helping puppies and kittens. Less than 1% of revenues go toward that. Five times that go toward the bloated pension plans for the bloated executives with their bloated salaries there. And you might listen to the archive show, the September 5th show at GoVeganRadio.com, so that you realize HSUS is not an animal rights organization, not a vegan promoting organization. What is it? I don't know. But your money is better spent elsewhere, like with Go Vegan Radio. If the SF supervisors won't say the V word, maybe it's time to make everyone say it when addressing you, maybe at least. Well, Mr. Vegan challenges you to change your name to Vegan, as he did, and now he hears the V word everywhere, at least when people want to get his attention. So are you really a Smith or a Jones, a butler, a tailor, a butcher, a slaughter, a baker? Or a vegan, huh? Well, Love Every Animal needs to raise funds to pay the mortgage and save the sanctuary for its rescued animals. It's planning an Earth Day costume party at the Box SF on Thursday, April 22nd at 6 p.m. Visit loveeveryanimal.org for more information. And I look forward to seeing you at the ALF gathering. That's Animal Liberation Forum Gathering. I like saying ALF on the air. It sets off all the security computers at the Department of Deutschland Security. They're all buzzing right now. But no, it's Animal Liberation Forum. That's this Thursday through Sunday at the at Cal State Long Beach. So I hope to see you there. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'll be there missing Vegan Bollywood, which is the third Friday of every month. So coming up on Friday, which is April 16th, at Maharani Restaurant, 1122 Post Street, at 6 p.m., it's a very special screening of Mistress of Spices, inspired by the life of Vaidya Priyanka, who's been a guest a number of times on this show. She's from a 700-year lineage of Ayurvedic healers in India, and she will be at the Maharani Restaurant on Friday at 6 p.m. Details at sfes.org. And also save the date, Saturday, May 8th, A Taste for You Spring Flavor Festival, vegan style, and we'll have renowned chefs and cooking demonstrations, food sampling, and entertainment at the North Oakland Senior Center from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, May 8th, 5714 Martin Luther King Jr. Way. You can call 510-655-8611, 510-655-8611, or go to Trey Chic Productions. TreshicProductions.com Okay, well, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for not eating animals, not wearing animals, not buying products tested on animals. Thank you. Go vegan.
could be here to try. This beautiful creature must die. A death for no reason, and death for no reason is murder. And the flesh you so fancifully fry is not succulent, tasty or kind. It's death for no reason, and death for no reason. And the card that you cut with a smile, it is murder. And the turkey you festively smile, it is murder. Do you know how animals cry? Kitchen aromas are very hungry. Not comforting, cheery or kind. It's sizzling blood and